Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's more than a talent show, it's a learning experience. It's black on black crime, hip hop workshop, where you can be mean, but keep it clean. It's the only hip hop show that has radio DJs, politicians, newspaper reporters, out of town guests, independent celebrities, and sound advice. This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1 featuring Sound Solid Entertainment DJ Dollar Rock, United North member Squawk Gotti, and Monolithic representative, the Sheriff. Yeah, this is AUG, always underground game. Got the new CD coming out, Underground Levels of Game. Make sure you check for it very soon. Check out www.myspace.com, always underground game. Yeah.
This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. Yeah. This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. Yeah.
And welcome once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's Al Porter, Man in the Streets. And let me tell you a little bit about it. Doesn't take too long, because it's chapter 4, verses 44, and that MAN is an abbreviation, acronym, for music, activism, news. The number here, wow, we already have somebody on the line at 216-799. We'll get to you shortly. But before we do, we want to let people know, for those who are online looking, definitely dial up that 646-478-0944 phone number. But I need to give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. You can call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may take the time to see what's on your mind. You are very important. And before I go to the first phone caller, let me get rid of at least a couple of things first. Top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. And I'll start off by saying number 10 spot, the Black Man's Army theme. 300 heard this song on the, wow, on the red, black, and green bus. There's a video called Black Man's Army from Sheriff Kilroy. It's out there. You can find it. Number 9, HJS Music. Number 8, moving up, Dazog with Connect. Number 7, Rob Cartel with No More. Number 6, debuting, LHS, Ladyhood Stars. They had like the second place at the Best of the Best. Number 5, moving up, Native, Creepin', won the Best of the Best Volume 2 Showcase. More on that in just a little while. Number 4, moving up, Black House Sounds, more later. Number 3, OPNENT. They had like the bar for bar potluck meet and greet with Young Vito. It was very interesting, so congratulations for them. Even had my man Nova the Rebel tied into it. Number 2, moving up, Black Odyssey, Best of the Best, more definitely later. Number 1, moving up, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. More on that in just a little bit. I see I'm welcoming in another person on the line, and I want to just say that's a 216-410. And I promise I'll get to you, both phone callers, very shortly. And I keep telling people that there's always something going on, and if it is, I need to let people know about it. So that's how I'm going to do it this way and make it real easy on myself. I'm going to go out there and go back to the future. I'm not going to mention what happened at the last hip-hop workshop yet. I just want to let people, December 5th, coming up, at the Hip Hop Workshop, which was established in 2004, the December 5th Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. With a, you get a chance to be a part of something. This is a very interesting challenge that's going on out there. It's from 2 to 6 p.m., 1899 Main Classroom Building, Large Room 136. It presents a best hip-hop rap contest about the six Republican principles. Now, this is what I find is very interesting. Free market economy, strong family and American values, educational excellence and workplace development, faith, community, and diversity, effective government. Number six is protection for voters, and there are cash prizes to all of this. Anybody want to know a little bit more, you can definitely dial up. I think there's a number of 216-804-7462 after 10 p.m. tonight. And I also want to get out here and definitely let people know while it's on my mind that the 20th and the 21st will be two of the biggest days coming up at Cleveland State University. We'll start and say that the Black Man's Army Good for the Hood community sponsored Holiday Food Drive Party is Saturday, November 21st, 2015, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Cleveland State University's Main Classroom Building, Large Room 136. Enter from the Euclid side at 1899 East 22nd Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44114. Collecting non-perishable food items to benefit local families in need on Thanksgiving Day, November 26, 2015. For info on donating or artists looking to perform, contact HJS Music Incorporated, 216-205-7967. And the day before, on November 20th, 7 to 9 p.m., same room, Black House Sounds, Bama, Hurricane Bang, Miss Naja, DNA Alex, Sheriff Kilroy. Hey, Black House Sounds are showing that love to the community. So that ought to be a very, very interesting time in itself. Did I mention that both events are, like, free to the public? I probably should have. It's my fault for not saying that. And with that being said, and looking at everybody who's on the line, I need to definitely, like I say, just thank the people for calling in, because when you do, it lets me know there's some things that's going on out there that probably need to be discussed. So with that being said, because they were there first, 216-799. That's 216-799. How are you this evening?
How you feeling, Mr. Porter?
Mr. Porter is doing very excellent. What about yourself?
Doing good. It's your boy PAT and Filthy from Native.
What's going on, Al Porter?
Oh, I'm enjoying life. I really am. Now, I have you all calling into the show, which I can appreciate, and definitely let people know what's going on out there with you all.
Man, you know, pretty much still doing the same thing since the last time of the Best of the Best Showcase. You know, we just ended up winning it again, back-to-back champs. You know, pretty much we're working on new projects for 2016. We got a video coming up very soon. Should be out at the end of November. But we, you know, hoping to attend the Hip Hop Workshop on December 5th. Show up and do some things for you and all that, you know.
Well, then, I look forward to it, because a lot of people don't realize that the one thing I like about the Hip Hop Workshop is it makes people, like, really work, because they have to, like, do a radio edit no matter what it is. But at the same time, we have some of the rawest of the raw talent come through, which we'll get into in a little while, to who came through the last time, but I'm going to put it out here to the world. That Best of the Best, both performances, the one thing that I can say I love about your performance is that you all have a lot of people on stage with you. But, you know, there's some shows, and you all have had to see this, a dude will get up there with about 20 people, and you think it's the second coming of the Wu-Tang Clan, but only one person grabbed the mic, and he got like 19 clowns up there with him. So my thing is, here you all get up there, you all are high performance, high energy, and you all just did your thing, man.
I appreciate that, man, so much. You know, we take a lot of time out and hard work to get everything together and to really present our body of work, and we try to do that in the best way possible. Hearing you say that means a lot.
No problem, no problem. So I'm going to ask you, what is going on out there? How can people catch more of you? Because you know, I'm going to have to get into that creeping before we leave up out of here. So I gotta put that on there. So with that being said, how can people get a hold of and hear more of your music and become bigger fans of what it is you all are doing?
For one, people can follow us on IG at CLE_natives. That's where they had the S at the end of native. Also, our SoundCloud, you can follow us. It's the same thing as CLE_natives. And we also just restarted our Twitter page back up, which is natives_music. So either search engine, I appreciate if y'all hit the SoundCloud. The SoundCloud got everything on there. Ain't nothing missing, not a beat.
All right, then. We appreciate that. And like I say, we put this out for everybody to hear all over the world that you all are definitely the best of the best, Volume 1 and 2 Showcase winners, and it's well-deserved.
Thank you, man. We really appreciate that, man, from all of us, man.
I believe that. And if you hold the line, we got a few more things to get into.
All right, we'll be here.
All right, thank you. As a matter of fact, like I was saying, this has been, like, nice already to start off with because I appreciate when people take the time to at least call in, say what's on their mind, let people know what's happening. As a matter of fact, I need to stop and get back on one thing before I go to the next phone caller and just say that I appreciated the Grog Shop. The whole show, Best of the Best Part 2. And I'm going to tell you why. I got to give a shout out to, of course, Sandra Smith Clemens, R&B brother James, who was there. But Black Odyssey, for the love of it, ENT, they had a show where it started on time. They had a schedule. Anytime I've ever hosted anything or been around or had to look at somebody's list, it's always on a crinkled piece of notebook paper. I mean, it's always written out that way. Sometimes it's scribbled out as best as possible that I had to rewrite something. There were typed up schedules, and I mean typed up schedules with a sound check, artist sound check. There were some of them were like, especially the host, I appreciated it. Everything was on there the way it was supposed to be even highlighted. Now, I want to give a shout out to DeJohn Hodges, First Class, and BJ, Main and Vontae Dope, Hood Authorized Inc., Suave Gotti and Eric Wilson from Flowmasters. They were special guests. Honesty, special guest. Drastic, special guest. J Jig, Ohio Hip Hop Female Artist of the Year, special guest. All four of them came out there and represented and did their thing. And, of course, Guitar Man Phil opened up everything. The second half, you had the Lady Hood Stars, Rob Cartel, Enda, the Zog, and Native. And for those who don't know, First Class and BJ, they were like the fourth ones. They were the runner-up. Number three spot was Lante, was the runner-up. Number two, the main runner-up, who won the second prize, the Best of the Best trophy, free coast-to-coast mixtape slot, and interview with myself. That was Lady Hood Stars. And number one, they, like, had everything going with the free high-definition video on top of it, was Native. And I just want to let people know that my only thing is, when you tell artists to have business cards, you all need them when you're that good. Artists like Native and a few others, they have to have those things. It's one of the things I told people on the from the stage, and also to let artists know to come speak to the DJ. You can speak to the DJ or those people who have radio shows, things like that. And on top of that, to definitely speak to other people that you hear are doing things. So when you do that, it helps you do certain things. And when you have a coast-to-coast mixtape placement, instead of you having to pay $50 or $100, anything like that, you can actually get on something like that for just $20 for being there. You know, that's like, let's be honest, it's an adult show sometimes. For the liquor, the sack that you throw out, think about putting some placement in yourself, because that's obviously what a few of those artists in that room are doing. But I'm going to a number that has been on hold for a little while. They've had to endure my big mouth, so I'm going to 216410. What's going on out there?
Hey, Lavita, how are you? Lavita Murray.
I am doing so well. It's doing excellent because we're getting some information out there to people, and I'm hearing back from people like yourself. So what is new for you?
Well, what's new is a new project, the Million Women March in Cleveland 2016, and the Million Women March in Cleveland 2000. The activists are initiating a fundraiser. Fundraiser plan, and then moving it to implement that plan needs to be made and acted upon. So there are some things that we need to do. We need to sit down and talk to big donors and figures and unleash some things for justice, justice for women, children, and girls. We need volunteers, starting with the activists, sharing, promoting flyers, distribution, and raising money, spreading the word everywhere in the local area. Friends who live in the project, throw a house party, take up the project meeting in Cleveland with me at Cleveland State. At Cleveland State University, November the 13th and November the 17th at 7 p.m. classroom, 136, fundraiser is a pressing need. And if done well, we'll spread the Million Women March. We need you, women. Get organized, women. Get organized, women, get organized. We will not back down. We will not go away. We will not flee for justice for our women, children, and girls. November 21st. I got Tootie on the line. Tootie.
Prophetess Pat on the line. Hello.
Go ahead.
Yes,
give me your prop info. Shoot.
Oh, yeah. Prophetess Pat on the phone. I am the mother of the victims of the 92nd Way Park murder. It'll be 1 year, November the 21st. I need women to come out. I need Nance to come out and support me on the fundraiser, November 21st at 5 o'clock. Bring your donation. Bring balloons and candles. We're sending the balloons up for the victims of the 92nd Way Park murder. We need witnesses to come out and support me. And we also supporting the Million Dollar March, but I want them to stand up with me for justice of who shot my kids. Those are my children. They shot on 92nd and Ray Park. And I want everybody to be there to support me. It'll be 1 year on the 21st of November. Please come out and support me because they caught the guy. He's 19 years old. He's in the Justice Center with a $7.5 million bond. His lawyer trying to get him out. But we want justice for shooting five people. He shot five people and killed five people. I just buried my three kids. He killed my daughter. He killed her two kids. He killed the baby. And I just want everybody to come out the 21st of November, 1443 92nd and Way Park at 5 o'clock to send the balloons up to heaven and to send we need help. We need to stop the murder, stop the people that's murdering, going in and murdering these girls and these women. We need it. We need it. November the 21st at 5 o'clock, bring candles and bring your donation for the fundraiser. And the fundraiser consists of opening up some houses to help the battered women, to help the women to stop them getting killed. We have a lot of men that got battered houses, but we have no women. Our black women are dying left and right, and we want to stop the violence. Help me walk the streets because mine was murdered. My child was murdered. We don't know why she was murdered, her and her kids, but we want justice, and we want to stand up for our rights. November the 21st, again, at 5 o'clock, please bring your donations, and please bring balloons and candles, so we can walk the streets of 92nd and Way Park I understand a 15-year-old was just gunned down the other day. We have to get this done and have to stop. And have to stop on Wade Park. We have to stop the murders over here on Wade Park and call for road. It has to stop. I need everybody to stand up with me. November the 21st at 5 o'clock, 92nd in Wade Park, 1443, where they gunned down my daughter and my grandkids.
Thank you so much for putting it out there the way you all did. And I appreciate the fact that you're still out there on it, and we do need to continue to rally for you and alongside both of you all, because you all are definitely examples of strong queens that are out there doing something. And I know that this is going to be heard, because I'm going to keep on ramrodding this particular show even after it's done here tonight.
The visual that's on the 21st is the visual on the 92nd Wade Park, but then on the 22nd is the visual 1 year for Tamir Rice. We'll be rallying.
Yes, it is.
That's a national. We'll be rallying at Cadell.
All right. Thank you so much, and still continue to keep us updated, all right?
All right. Thanks, Al. You're
no
the greatest,
problem.
My brother.
Hey, thank you so much.
This is a crossroad.
Yes, it is. And the way I feel, I'm only as great as the people who are around me. I happen to believe that and feel that wholeheartedly. That's why I'm so thankful for those people who chose to call in and be a part of this particular program. As a matter of fact, I know what I do need to do, and that is at least get in one or two things. And I promise you, I'm going to like the 216-820, 216-703, 216-319, 216-209. So I'm just going to let you know, people ask, why do you give other shows out and information? There were shows like Club Style and a few others back in the day, where everybody knew what everybody else was doing. And when you know that, you can give information out on different other programs. So you can always Facebook or Blog Talk, D Gambit Radio, or Bored and Restless Radio, Miss Contagious, or I Am a Superwoman Radio. You can even go down and check out none other than, and one of my other favorite programs is, Who Has the Power? Who Has the Power? Radio.com, or you can Facebook that as well. And this same number for those online, feel free to be brave enough to use the number of 646-478-0944. And this number can also be used on Thursdays, Empire with my man E-Max and the Mindset. That's 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And then the number can be used on Fridays and Saturdays, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. They have that Hood Tunes Music Business 101 with my man E-Max, the Image. Now, before I do anything else, I think I'd better go, because they've been on the line for a little while. I have a few people who have been. So, as I say, I always want to deal with the people who do call in. And I'm going to 216-820. That's 216-820. And how are you?
Hey, hey, what's going on there, Mr. Porter? This is Endo Dubsack from Black House Sound.
Oh, man. What's going on with you, brother?
All right. Doing very well. You know what I'm saying? How about yourself?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking.
Indeed. Just calling in to remind everyone that on November 20th from 7 to 9, Black House Sound will be having a show there. You know what I'm saying? Myself, the founder, Joe Legacy, DNA, you know what I'm saying, of Hurricane Bang, Brother Bama, and nonetheless, my main man that's I'm on the line with right now, Sheriff Kilroy.
Man, I'm looking forward to that program. I'm very excited. We'll be getting together some things maybe tomorrow evening, and as well as another time this week, just to make sure I get my part done right, so I'm looking forward to it myself.
Yes, indeed, and that's why, like I say, you know what I mean? When it comes to Black House Sound, you know what I'm saying? It's all about, you know what I'm saying, unity, you know what I'm saying? Everybody want to talk about love and loyalty. You ain't got love and loyalty unless you have unity. And most of all, if for all the viewers that's listening, if you, like I mentioned, this past weekend at the Hip Hop Workshop, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's a free show. You know what I'm saying? Come on out. Don't be a stranger. And speaking of the workshop, that was a monumental workshop this past weekend. You know, some things that, you know what I'm saying, that I was turned on to. And it was some things that, and it was also artists exposed as well. You know what I mean? That will remain nameless. But,
right.
You know, overall, you know what I'm saying, it was a monumental workshop. But I just hope that on November 20th, you know what I'm saying, to all the viewers that's out there listening, you come on out and you support your city and support Black House Sound, because we hold it down for the land just like everybody else try to hold it down for the land, you know. So come on out and support, because, you know, we show that same love.
Hey, I appreciate that very much, man. And we look forward to coming out to definitely be a part of it. And I'm definitely looking forward to seeing people really pack the place in and support a group like yours that's been doing so many things for so long and putting out quality music.
Oh, yes, indeed. You know what I mean? And like I said before, you know what I mean? Like I said at the workshop, you either in the way or you're on your way. When it comes to Black House Sound, we on our way.
Man, I appreciate that message. If you hold a line, we'll see what we can get on for you.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you so much, brother. Speaking of that, with the hip-hop workshop that happened the past Saturday, that was episode number 160. And it was nice. I got to give a quick roll call and say that you had the hip-hop workshop Power Cypher from Mr. Milligram from Flowmasters. You had the hip-hop workshop news, as well as a performance from my man Ronnie B. You did have Mama Porter in the house, Riff Raff, the legend, Aziza Divine, D. Shice, Shakespeare, GMS. You also happen to have Team New Life, my man Eastside, none other than Orlando Da Vinci Jones, talking about business, how he went from doing certain things just on radio but to making films and being paid to do editing and directing work. You had MC Derek, my man Jameer, Major Taps, Robin CGS Lewis, who Ohio Entertainment Awards nominee. You also had Sir Knot. You already heard from Endo Dubsack. Brother Shoddy. You had a couple of Cleveland State students who came through, enjoyed themselves. You had also, when you see senior citizens, an elderly man, an elderly woman, who are also students there, on top of the other two students come through, sit around and say, hey, you're on to something. We know we got it, something going on right. Shout out to Suave Gotti, Silver B in the mix. As DJ Dollar Rock, did he mix the Stone Cold Steve Austin theme? Yes, he did. So now, hey, he put on a professional show, like I said earlier. Indica Spits and Take a Flick, they gave the true history of who started the Seven Sign in Cleveland. And HJS provided everything from applesauce, candy, cookies, you name it. So I just want to say that to me it was a phenomenal show. Before I go to my next phone caller, which is going to a 216-703 phone number, before I do that, real quick, I want to let people know that if you want to, you can check out the Black Man Army meetings every Wednesday at 5:45 p.m., followed by Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings at 7:15 p.m. at 14715 Euclid Avenue, Lee Road Avenue intersection at the Resource Center. And since this will only take me about a minute, but it's something that I really, really feel I have to talk about. You know, it's called knowing your rules, rights, and what's going on. That way you can speak affluently. And if somebody ignores it, it means they're in the wrong. They're on the wrong wavelength. I'm going to East Cleveland and pick on Councilman-at-Large Nathaniel Martin, a.k.a. Nate Martin. Now, November 29, 2012, it was on his watch as a council person when 64 cop cars from Cleveland drove and chased Tim Russell and Melissa Williams up in the EC's Heritage Park, killing two people with 137 shots. Now, February of 2013, political and charter watch person Charles Bibbs Sr. and former Black on Black Crime Incorporated President Ernie Harris told Nathaniel Martin that as a councilman at large, he could call for an investigation into the Cleveland police breaking city laws and charter in East Cleveland by crossing the border line. See, there's a charter that says you're not allowed to cross into East Cleveland discharging weapons, which is what the police did. Nate Martin said, okay, and he ain't do a thing. But recently, Ernest Smith, and this is very important, Ernest Smith of Repressed People's Nation, who Man in the Streets endorsed his run for East Cleveland City Council, may end up being vindicated. Because Thomas Wheeler, who won the councilman's race, has been recalled. Yeah, they've signed for a recall and faces a special election in about another 3 weeks, first week of December. But let's focus on Nate Martin, who's given Oppressed People's Nation. He gave Chairman Earn credit in Democratic Work Club meetings, Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings, East Cleveland City Hall meetings. Now, Ernest Smith, who knows the law, the charter, he let Nate Martin know that according to the charter, he could appoint the grassroots organizer to the council seat to replace Wheeler before December elections happen. But Nate Martin found excuses not to appoint the brother, even asking Ern Smith to do a favor to in exchange for a vote. Now, if you're against that, feel free to call up 216-860-4329 and say, hell no, Nate. Hey, it was put out online from Brother Ern. Never mess with grassroots organizers. Anyway, you can call 216-860-4329 and let Nate Martin know why you feel it's unfair when you're going against the charter. As a matter of fact, I've had dealings with Brother Nate Martin before. Before he was fired from working with prosecutor Bill Mason, they both drove past us in 2011 as we protested Cleveland Clinic closing down Huron Road at East Cleveland's headquarters. So definitely feel free to call that 860-4329 phone number. And also, I want to let people know you can check out the Facebook page of Alfred Porter Jr. Period, profile picture of a sheriff's hat, as we definitely want to send out that congratulations to Annette M. Blackwell. I'll be posting up the video. There was a song. You know, she won a Mayor of Maple Heights song. She won the Mayor of Maple Heights. But before the actual election, Black House Sounds, there go that name again, they did a song alongside Sheriff Kilroy in support of a strong black woman becoming mayor. And she won that in flying colors. So with that being said, I'm going to check out this 216-703 phone number that has had to put up with me for so long. 216-703. What's going on out there?
Oh man, I done heard a lot on the show tonight. To that parent that lost her family, I really pay my condolences to that. Other than that, though, one of the artists, one of my partners from Black House Sound called in and was trying to let viewers know that's listening in tonight, we do have a show at Cleveland State November 20th from 7 to 9. It's going to be an excellent show. We also have some positive music that's talking about the deaths that's occurring in Cleveland when it comes to the art of Black House Sound. We've been, in the last 2 years, we've been really working hard to come up with positive music. You can also check us out on Black House Sound. You go on YouTube. You can check out Joseph Motley Jr. You will see they're not videos. It's more like documentary. You more so see the pictures, hear the music. Other than that, I was just calling in to support everyone that's doing their thing. And pretty much, you know, that's just where it's at. So this is Joe Legacy, Black House Sound, and I'm just supporting the show.
Thank you so much. We all appreciate that.
Yeah.
No problem. As a matter of fact, we'll see what we can get on for him as well. You know, I appreciate you all very much because it lets me know that somebody wants to be in on the know of some things. And when that happens, it teaches people they cannot put anything or play anything short. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at that 216-319, 216-209, 702-609. And as I go to get in touch with those three callers, I do want to take the time to say, I might as well talk about it. Man in the Street was the only other news media to be at the Cuyahoga County Council big budget hearing concerning restoring $6.2 million a year to the Alcohol, Drug, Addiction, and Mental Health Services. Media was the plain dealer. And the plain dealer quoted me. And last Friday's plain dealer even put it online, put it on the page. And that's all right. Because for longtime listeners of this show, I explained how county council had grown and formed, as well as the fact that they gave sports teams extra money to build up their coliseums and stadiums, although the sin tax passed. Now, CEO and former Cleveland safety chair, now CEO of the Adams Board, spoke on dozens of programs they work with, which is, of course, Brother Denahan. Now, Al Porter Jr., Black on Black Crime Incorporated president, was quoted as saying, "Not enough resources exist in the community to help people with mental health issues." That's right, mental health issues. Not enough resources in our community, especially those who are victims of crime, drug dependency, alcoholism, and a whole lot of other issues are things my group encounters. We need to have the outlets where we can refer people to. If we can continue to fund some losing sports team facilities for millionaires, we should be able to put some money in the valuable resources we need every day," end quote. Now, here's a thought. Armand Budish, Democrat. He beat out Jack Tron, Republican, for county executive. Now, 2014, Reverend E. Theopolis Cavanis supported Armand Budish, saying Budish supported the black agenda. That meant inner city, our people. Now that Budish has proposed cuts that will hit social services programs hard in the black community, such as Head Start, Meals to Seniors, foster care, mental health. Hold it. You hear that in the background? Nothing. Reverend Theopolis Cavanis is silent. And when you support a candidate, it's your obligation to hold their feet to the fire. Cavanis and other ministers should be in front of the pack, demanding explanations and answers, as well as restorations of cut programs. You know, C. Ellen Connolly, former president of Cuyahoga County Council, said that although a budget must be sound, the county must fulfill its primary mission of providing social services, services promised by then-candidate Armand Budish, with a loud amen from Reverend Cavanis. It's just something to think about as you get out here. Who in the world is going to just, like, stand up and start speaking up for the people that they put in office? And if they're not going to do it, maybe you should be willing to do it. As a matter of fact, as I look at things and want to make sure I get everybody on the line and give them a couple of minutes apiece, since they've been so patient and putting up with my being on soapboxes and all of that, 216-319. How you doing? 216-319.
Hey, Al Porter. It's Fonda. How you doing?
I am doing good. I'm doing good. What's going on with you?
Nothing much. Still elated from the event today. Awesome, awesome, awesome. It's just wonderful to be a part of something when everybody comes together and all goes right. You know, speaking about the happy birthday celebration at Leah Harvard today.
Yes, you are.
The no more, no more cameras. I love it. I love it. It's just awesome. Love to be a part of something that's just so, so promising.
Thank you.
I want to commend you also for going out to that council meeting. That was awesome. You know, and speaking your mind. And it just makes common sense. You know, if we all would just use a little common sense, this life will be so, 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 so much better. Jeez Louise. A little common sense, man. No smart, no book, just a common sense.
thank you so much.
All right.
All right. Hey, I appreciate you for calling in and for coming out to be a part of everything that's going on. Thank you.
Nice. Whoop, whoop. Yep.
I appreciate that phone call. That was, of course, Sister Sandra Smith Clemens. And the one thing that I want to definitely go to is, wow, I'm wondering if Brother Art McCoy put up the call, because Art McCoy has a radio show that's called The College of Common Sense that airs every Sunday at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 1490 a.m. That's WERE or www.newstalkcleveland.com. And the reason that I'm saying that is because also she hit up on us celebrating the red light, speed light cameras 1 year anniversary of us working as a coalition to get it off the laws, because it was unconstitutional, because people were going, instead of in front of a judge, municipal court to argue their case, they were going in front of a city worker, or I would say somebody who's a city officer who might side with the city 95% of the time. So to have Sandra Smith Clemens, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, First Lady's Dynasty at the Lee Harvard, Lee Avenue, Harvard Avenue intersection, giving out cupcakes and desserts and stuff like that, and celebrating with the public was a real nice thing in itself. As a matter of fact, I'm enjoying myself because I'm getting out some information that needs to be got out, and that lets me know that maybe, just maybe, I might have learned how to do a little bit of something, right? And to tell people that we do have the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, which is Thursdays at 3 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. You never know who might end up on that show. And, you know, if I enjoy myself, I'll tell you somebody else who might be enjoying themselves a little bit. I'm not sure. People who get a chance to call in, they don't get a chance to speak all the time, and it's good when they can hold on the line, like that 702 area code with the 609. What's going on with you?
Hey, Brother Sheriff, you know what this is?
Yes, I do.
How are you tonight?
I am doing, all in all, I'm doing well, because it looks like information is getting out and people working together, so I'm happy.
Okay, good, good. I don't know. I kind of felt some kind of way when I called the 1490 AM station yesterday. I was hoping to talk to Mr. McCoy, but it turns out I ended up talking to you, which ain't a big deal. But you know, I wanted to get to meet him a little bit.
Right.
But I kind of something was on my mind after that phone call, after that broadcast. It seems that action speaks louder than words, which is the truth in many cases. And
yes, sir.
That is the that is the main way to gain respect. So I'm saying that to say it's going to be a little while before you hear from me after the night.
Okay.
Because I've got things I need to take care of, and I want to go ahead and be like a fruitful asset to the Black Man's Army and Black on Black Crime Incorporated, because those are two great programs, you know, and I'm glad that I was able to shake hands with you and meet you. So you and I got to know each other a little better, which is probably why the other two parties in question are kind of skeptical on my involvement at the moment. Now, granted, that's me making an assumption and a presumption, which neither could be, you know, neither either could or could not be true. But I figure I'd at least get it off my chest if you don't mind me saying so.
You know what I really honestly have learned? That is, the one thing that could tear any house or any group or anything apart is when a person does not say what's on their mind. It doesn't share it. And that's the one thing that I've learned. And then number two, it's if the person who's listening to something is too much of a ignoramus, to say the least, to be able to receive certain things. As a matter of fact, I'm going to put it out here like this. Brother Art's job, basically the field general, and when he got a chance to talk to you on the radio yesterday, my job is only as a producer, and sometimes I don't talk as much as Brother Art. But I know why he relegated the role to me. It's all about structure. And in structure, I end up having to handle the communications part. So with that being said, I think I said it on the air, the same thing I would say again, and that is, by me knowing your character and having discussed that, you came in on your own, but you also came through and are part of it through myself. And I already give you a high grade and a high mark from what you've done. So instead of them being skeptical, they're just like, hey, whatever work you choose to do, go ahead and do it, because we feel confident, if that helps.
Okay. Actually, yes, sir. I mean, any clarification, you already know. I'll accept, and it does make sense. I greatly appreciate that. And I will also let it be known that my work isn't done. Okay?
I believe
it's
that.
It's not done. It's not far. Believe me, it's far from it. I was able to manage to travel out there last summer. Money is a little tight now. We're approaching the holidays, so you're not going to see me again until spring of 16.
I got you.
Whether or not I'll be making a permanent move right now is up in the air, because you know, because a brother got to get a gig going on before he can just pack up and move. You dig what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I do enjoy listening in on your programs, brother, and you keep doing what you're doing, and maybe one day I'll be your personal bodyguard on a gig or a council meeting or something, brother. Look, I can do that. So
I already know.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, it may be a little bit, but I know I came off, you know, kind of discouraged, but you just clear things up for me, and I appreciate the kind words, man, because I know you got them. You got love for your brother, and I love you back.
Of course. Thank you so much, brother. Please definitely feel free to hold on to the line, man.
Sure, I will. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. No problem. You know, before I go and pick on my last two phone callers, which I'm looking at for right now, it might end up being a little bit more. I don't know yet. I do know that we have the 216-337 and the 216-209. But I want to say one thing about that brother. That brother right there, I knew he was one of the realest of the real. Met him with Mom and Pop Hip Hop. First time I met him, he was doing the S1W step moves as well as doing the real lyrics And when Brother Suave got in the DJ at that time, Be No Good from 216 Radio that airs, like, I believe, Saturdays midnight Saturdays midnight to 2 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WCSB.org, 89.3 FM. That band was vibing on all the real hip-hop lyrics, from Dead Prez to a few other things thrown in. So that man that just called in, to me, he is going to be a strong force to be dealt with. And he also took the time to recruit brothers for the organization. So how the hell can the group not see him as being a vital link? Times people are very humble with what they're doing, and they end up, they might not see certain things, but it's up to the whole, quote-unquote, the pride, the pack, to make sure that every lion's manes shine bright. With that being said, I'm going to go to that 216-337. How you doing out there?
Al, I'm well.
Good.
I was
good.
Just thinking, President Netanyahu met President Obama today, and Netanyahu's from Israel, right? And I just want to say Palestinian lives matter, and ifamericansknew.org. You can study the oppression of the Palestinian people at ifamericansknew.org. And you know, I'm a soldier on the oppressed people in Cleveland's lives.
Mm-hmm.
I just ran across this article, and I said, Netanyahu is in Washington today trying to make some deals. And, you know, the Israelis teach our police how to deal with crowds, how to deal with crowd control. You know, I mean, they're the masters, and they're teaching our police in New York City and that how to deal with protesters, the same way they deal with the Palestinians there, by casting tear gas cans at them. And if you recall, when Gaza was under attack, they were sharing information with each other. I'm sorry, when Ferguson was happening, the Palestinians were telling the Ferguson people how to deal with the tear gas because they knew how to wash it off. And there's a connection between oppressed people. And me being one of these privileged Caucasians, I'm gonna jump in the ditch right with everybody else. You know I will, Al. I'll take a grenade for anybody. Okay.
I believe it.
All right. I'm gonna let you go. I just wanted to say all that.
I thank you so much.
I love you.
Love you too,
all right,
brother.
All right.
As a matter of fact, that was one of the most major honors I ever had. Was when Don Bryant asked me to speak, and it was the creator in me outside Public Square, well before they tore it up, to address 700 Palestinians and to speak. That was one of the most major things in the world. And after I spoke, equating Tim and Melissa 137 shots with part of the struggle they were going through, and afterwards them saying, I get it, and you're absolutely right. I'm going to 216-209 because you've been, like, so patient. 216-209, what you got to say this evening?
Oh, this is John from Black Odyssey. And first and foremost, I'd like to thank you, Al, for coming out and hosting our great events that we take a lot of time to put together and structure from within. I mean, it took a lot of thought, a lot of process to create this type of event for people because, you know, you can't just stand around and watch people need help without help.
Got you.
So, and the next thing I want to say is shout out to Native, two-time back-to-back winners. They deserve
it.
You know, it was during this show, you know, it was a lot of people saying, man, this is a tough one to judge, and you know, and that's what I want. I want it to be tough to judge, you know, because that means that it's showing that Cleveland got a lot of great artists. Cleveland got a lot of great talent that needs to be seen and heard. And the only way we're gonna be respected is if we come together. Shout out to Black House Sounds, because I've been watching their work too as well. The only way we're gonna do it is come together and let them know that, you know, so we mean business, and we have to do it as a unit. We have to slap them right in the face,
right,
for them to really pay attention to what we got going on here. I mean, people can say whatever they want to about Cleveland, but in reality, they come here to get their training. So
yes,
you know, and that goes on all fronts. That goes on every front that you can think of, from music to politics. You know,
yes,
they come
sir.
Here to get the training. Why is it that we can't come together and train the whole world? You know, I'd rather do it from this music end, because, you know, your voice can reach millions, you know.
Yes.
Just like the one guy that was saying, the last caller, who was explaining about how oppressed people were sharing information back and across from, you know, globally on how to deal with things. We're sharing the same information in hip-hop as well when we call into radio stations such as Suave Nem and go out and, you know, do your freestyle. We support the same thing, such as calling in here. So I encourage others to call into your station as well, and everybody else station that was just heard on this radio, because it's very, very important that the underground rise up and commercialize theme of news, this commercialized theme of music, and this commercialized theme of politics, and tell the truth. I'm sorry, but I'm upset about a lot of this stuff that's been going on as of late. And I've been very quiet because I've been soaking it in like a sponge.
Right.
I've been soaking it in like a sponge. I mean, you know, people, these police officers would be going on the UN Security Council up for, you know, human rights violations. You know what I'm saying? These police should go against human rights violations. They are violating people's human rights. The mayors and some of these, the governors too, as well, because they hear about this stuff cross-state information cross-state that every month. And it goes right into a pile of all the other stuff that they don't read. But when it's time for election, they'll hurry up and get some drug tests and get them going,
yes.
You know what I'm saying, for women. Women want to get back in office. They want to get those rape kits tested when they want to get back in office, but they can't do this when it happens. I'm sorry. I don't want to digress from the point. Shout out to everybody who came out, the best of the best, too. I just had a little theme on my chest because, you know, I've been watching the news lately. I've been watching watching InfoWars as well. You know,
right.
You know, you can see the truth in between the lines of what they're trying to lie to the public. Point now, they'll tell you the truth right now on TV for you to see it, and then turn around and say, "Oh, that didn't happen." And I work with films as well, and I don't know what part that a drive-by shooting by the police did not happen. You know, that's a drive-by. If you go up and shoot somebody within 6 seconds, you didn't have no time to ask them nothing.
Tell the truth, man. Tell the truth.
So,
I appreciate,
you know, these
phone call.
These are the kind of things that, you know, we go along. We put this in our music as well. You know what I'm saying? We put this in our music as well as Black Odyssey. But we also lay out a platform for other artists to display their talent as well. Best of the Best Showcase. Winner gets a free music HD video and Coast to Coast mixtape slot on the last showcase. Shout out
there
to everybody who came out. Shout out to Lady Hood Stars. It's important for women in hip-hop to be known and seen as well, because we don't have enough of them, and we don't have enough real MC women out here. So shout out to Lady Hood Stars once again.
Thanks again for this phone call.
No
we appreciate
problem,
you.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you, Al.
You're welcome. You got to hold on to the line with what I'm about to play. You got to hold on to the line, because I just want to say thank you to the phone callers. This last man just said it right. If you wonder why I let a lot of people talk and I'm not just like conversing back and forth, it's because this show is by the creator who allowed this show to be what it's supposed to be, for you all to say what's on your mind. As a matter of fact, let's play this song that talks about the police from a group by the name of Native that happened to win two times in a row. Talk to you shortly, and thanks a lot.
Unknown trouble, 600 North Mont, 600 North Mont, apartment 4 open 911 line. Any Honda unit at 2 high, 1779 and RD457.
Thank you.